Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf. Hayemi Maseches Tmura Daf Chaf Beis. We begin a brand new Perek. Perek Blad Chatos. In the upcoming Perek, we're going to discuss the topic of Chomesh Chatois Hamesois. We learn from Halacha Mishnah Sinai that there are five types of Korban Chatos which will be left to die. See, Korban Chatos is very personal. It's meant to atone for a personal transgression. And if there's any, you know, deviation, if it's not the exact, original, proper Korban, it has no use, it has no purpose, it has no alternate function. Either atones the way it's supposed to, or halacha is left to die. What are these five? One is called Vlad Chatos. So if the Chatos animal had an offspring, Tumura of a Chatos whose owner passes away, Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha, a Chatos whose owner had kapara elsewhere, shechibur balei bacheres, and finally, a chatos which is over age, it's passed a year since its birth, chatos sheibra shenasa. Interestingly, the Tosfos Yontif has a remez, a hint from the word timna. Timna was the pelegish of Eliphaz, son of Esau. V'timna stands for the five chatois hameses. V'timna. Vav, Vlad chatos. Taf is tmuras chatos. Mem, shemesu ba'aleha. The nun is the neschaper ba'acheres. And the last ayin is for ibr shnasa. So these are five chatois hameses. Now, in the upcoming sugyos, we're going to discuss primarily the fourth variation, the chatos shechipru ba'aleha ba'acheres. So we had a kapara chatos, and the owner opted for another, to get his kapara through another animal. So what happened was, so let's say this one got lost, and he replaced it, and used the other one for his kapara. He has this one here, was recovered. What to do? Halacha is goes l'misa. Now, before we begin the Mishnah, we're meant to know that there is actually a machlekes on this, let's call him the number four, right? Chatos shechipru balei b'acheres. In what situation do we apply misa? There's a machlekes between Rebbe, who has a broader application. He says that even if the lost animal was only missing at the time of the hafrasha, when he had designated its substitute. So even though it was recovered soon after, it doesn't matter, it goes lemisa. Even though it was not missing when he actually processed his substitute. Whereas according to Chachamim, misa for the chatos shechipru balei b'acheres is only if it was still missing at the time when he proceeded and obtained his kapara from the replacement. Avuda b'shas kapara, then it's mesa. But otherwise, if he discovered it beforehand, then there is no mesa. Now, the details of which will be discussed later, but it's important to keep this in mind because that's the focal point of the next sugya. We're going to focus on this, let's call him the number four. Chatos shechibur balei b'acheres, the fourth type of a chatos hamesa. And we'll see, you know, to what extent and in what context the misa is applied. So let's go to the Mishnah. Vlad chatos, utmuras chatos. So that's the first type. The second type, v'chatos shemesu ba'aleha, chatos whose owner passes away. That's the third type. So in these cases, it's pretty simple. Yamusu, there is misa applied. You let it die, and that's the aloha. According to all shittos. Now comes category number two. The second grouping, v'she'ibra shenasa, V'sha'avda v'shimtzis balasmo. So it's past its first birthday, too old, or it was lost. And it was recovered, but it was a balasmum, unfit for akrava. So Rashi points out that even according to the Shitas Chachamim, that hold typically that a chatas, that went missing, will not have misa applied to it unless it was only recovered after he already proceeded and got his a kapara by way of the substitute. In this case, even the Chacham will agree there is misa. Rashi says it's called Tartil Reyusa. There were two strikes against it. First of all, it was missing, it was out of sight. It was sort of disengaged from the owner and his kapara. Number two, he found it as a balasmum, blemished. And that's why Rashi stresses, that's why the Mishnah points out that it was a balasmum, which case it had two deficiencies, two elements of Reyusa, which case the result is misa. But as the mission continues, it's not automatic. Depends what the owner opted to do. So again, the first point is that it has two strikes against it. It was lost and then recovered, and also it turned out to be a balasmum. So now what happens? Im shechibru habaylam, is a gerusa im kibru habaylam. If the owner decided to disregard it, to forfeit it, to go ahead with the other one, Thomas, so this one is put to death. It's left to die. Veina oisa tmura, and since it's not fit for akrova, and you can't even convert into money, there's no akrova avenue anymore. So therefore, it sort of loses its kedusha to the extent that it can't even generate a tmura, which of course is the topic of al-masechta. So that's important to keep in mind. He's no longer eligible to make a tmura. He's so off the track that he's disabled from making it tomorrow. There's no me'ilah if he misuses it. Although with the Rabban, you shouldn't have anah from it, but it's not considered in the status of a karbon that there's me'ilah. However, suppose the owner decided not to proceed with another carbon. Rashi says, Kuleimar, the Mishnah means to say, Shelo Ratzel Eschave Ba'Acheres, he chose not to replace him with another one. She's not rejecting this one. And Rashi explains that Taravai Koi is going on both cases, right? 4 and 5, the one that's Ibrashnasa past the year, and the one that's lost and recovered as a balsamum, in both cases. He decided not to ignore it. He wants to use it. He wants to salvage it. Sure. Here's your solution. Tirash it to, let it go run around the fields until it gets a blemish. But Timochar, have it sold. Yavi with the Me'acheres, use the money to buy a new chatas. So it's not foregone. You can go ahead and salvage it. In this case, since it's slated for Hakrova in some form, although not directly, but indirectly, voice it tomorrow, so it can make it tomorrow. Rashi brings the Gemara back in Nafchav. That's the formula, something which is meant for a mum and to be channeled for a purchase of a carbon retains the level of kedusha required to make it tomorrow. Umayalma, likewise, is me'ilah applied if he misuses it. Now for the obvious question, why did the Mishnah split into two groups? Vlad Tmura and Mesa Baleo in one group, and then Ibrash Nasa and Avdam Nitzis Balamum in the second group? After all, aren't they all part of the same package of Chamish Chatois HaMesois? My time will return look at Adadi. The answer is Resha Psikale, Vesevele Psikale. Because in the first 3 cases, in that first category, it's pretty clear cut. Mesa applies regardless of whether the owner decided to use another one or not. Vlad Tmura, Mesa Baleo automatically goes to Mesa. But the second group is not so clear-cut. It really depends on his decision going forward. Now another question. We have the same Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah. So the Mishnah's references to halachos discusses whether there's milah and whether there's tamura. And the same exact discussion that we have here, we have Maseches Me'ilah, and why the repetition? Lomali l'misnayeg abitmur, gabi me'ilah, lomali l'misnayeg abitmur, why is it repeated again by me'ilah as over here by tamura, tana hocha tamura vadi tana tamura tana me'ilah? The answer is here, the focal point is tamura, after all, it's the topic of Al-Masechta. And on account of that, it also throws in the halacha me'ilah as well, vadi tana gabi me'ilah. And likewise, by me'ilah is discussed on account of the me'ilah halacha, which is the focal point of that Masechta. V'adid tanik ha-me'ilah, since regarding the Maseches Me'ilah, it discusses the me'ilah aspect, ha-me'tmura, so it also throws in the halacha of tmura alongside me'ilah. Okay, Amar Rish Lakish. So the fourth case of the Mishnah was Chatas Ibra Shnasa. Chatas, which is overage. What happens? Is it foregone? Is there misa just on account of that overage factor? Says Rish Lakish, no. That's not sufficient reason to apply misa. And in a minute we'll see how he learns the Mishnah, which seems to say there is misa. Chatash Ibra Shnasa, not a problem. Royin Oysa, Kilu Yemedes Vesakvers. So he refers to some, like an analogy. He says, imagine if we'd be sitting in a Vesakvers, sitting in the, you know, graveyard where the kohen can't approach it. So it's not so terribly, it's not an inherent deficiency. It's just, you know, the circumstance doesn't allow for hakrava. So likewise, and that's why you would just let it go. You know, you can't really access it, but it's not inherently. So same thing over here. Even though it's overage, it's not fit for hakrava, but it's not really inherently so deficient, in which case, you don't reject it completely. Veroya, you let it get a mum, and channel the money to, you know, to the Oilas Nedova, to the Kayetz HaMizbeach, the public, you know, Oila Fund in the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, take a look at the Mishnah. Tanan. The Mishnah says, She'ibra Shnasa, if the Chatas is overage, Ve'avda V'nimtzis Balasmum, or it was missing and it was recovered as having a mum. Both cases, Mishnah says, well, there is misa if the owner disregarded it and rejected it. Im la'achar shekibra abayl, if the owner opted to go with another carbon and left this one hanging, misa, there's misa. Versus Rish Lakish, who says there's no misa for overage. Tiyufta, apparently it's a kasha on the Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish. No, the Mishnah is speaking that there are two deficiencies, as we explained before, there are two strikes. It's overage and it had been lost. Kiktani Mesa, when the Mishnah says there's Misa, A'avda v'nimtzis balas mum. Uh-oh, he said it's going on the second case, says Rish Lakish. It's going on the case when it was lost and found as a balas mum. In this case, we say, Im acha shekipa abayam tamos, the owner opted to go with the replacement, there's Misa. Ask the Gemara, hold it. So there's Misa only on the last case, not on the case of the overage? Yach, if that's the case, Im osefa. Let's proceed to the second part of the mission and see if it jives. The owner opted to go with the replacement, so there's Misa. Okay. But otherwise, what does the mission say? Yach, Im osefa. Im acha lekipra abayam. If the owner opts not to replace it with another one, rather he wants to salvage his original chatas, no problem, tira, achat disturb, let it get a mum, and then you'll take the money. But now, according to what we said, that this whole halacha only applies to case number 5, where it was lost and discovered as a balas mum. So what do you mean, wait until it gets a mum? It already has a mum. Balas mum, it's going on the case of discovered with a mum, hamasahava v'kaim, it's already blemished. It's already here with a blemish. So it would appear that, in fact, this halacha relates to case number 4 as well. Meaning that on case number 4, where it was only overage, Mishnah says that if he proceeds with a replacement, that one goes lamisa. Unless he opts to salvage it, then he has to wait till it gets him home. But clearly, there is a misa option even on the over age, unlike Reish Lakish, who says there's no misa option. Omar Rabba, says Rabbi, you're right. But the Mishnah is not going on the over age. Rather, it's going only on the last case. Now, if it's going on the last case, there is already a mum present. What do you mean, wait for a mum? The answer is the mum was just a temporary mum. And he's going to have to wait it out until it gets a permanent blemish. That's what it means. So Reish Lakish is right. Simply, the overage factor is not reason enough for Misa. When the Mishnah speaks about Misa at the end of the Mishnah, it's going on the last case, so only when it was lost and discovered as a Balas Mum. But the thing is, it was a Balas Mum either. So he has an option. He has a choice. He can just proceed with a replacement, and then there's Misa, or you can wait it out until it gets a Balas Mum Kavua. And then sell it off and buy a nuchat. So Amar Rabba Chachamim, the Mishnah means like this: She'avda, it was lost. V'nimtza balas mum oiver, it was recovered as having just a passing, temporary mum. So you can't be makir of it at this point, nor can you sell it. So the owner has two avenues: im achar shekibur balam, if the owner opted to obtain kapara through another karbon. By doing so, he rejected this one. Mesa goes la Mesa. But im kaidiv shkipra bailam, if the owner is not interested in replacing it, he wants to salvage this one. Okay. So the approach is like this: tira achetistoi, wait until it gets a proper mum, but mum kavua, but timachan, and you sell it and rebuy the chatas. Amar Rava says, Rava, how can you say that? Trei tshuva is bedavar. I have two issues with this pshat. Chada, first of all, the imkain yishmar, rebuy the Mishnah, instead of saying wait until it gets a mum, it should have said yishmar. Hold on to it. Keep an eye on it. You know, maybe the mum will heal and you can reuse it. Or, as Tasis explains, or wait until the mum actually becomes, you know, serious and permanent and then you can sell. So the wording seems to be inaccurate. But oid, furthermore, what's the point of mentioning the fourth case of the overage animal in the Mishnah? It's not even, you know, not even elaborated on in the Mishnah. We don't even know what to do with it. For what purpose did the Mishnah even mention that case of the overage if it's not even telling us what to do? Elam Arava. Let me give you another answer. Reish Lakish is right. Simply, you know, the overage factor is not reason enough for Misa. Unless it has two factors against it, two strikes against it. We have to insert a word into the Mishnah. Both cases, case 4 of the overage, and case 5, the lost and found with a mum, is speaking that there were two issues with this chatas. In addition to its deficiency, the overage deficiency, or the mum deficiency, it was also lost. That's an added element of deficiency. It was lost, it was disengaged from the owner, it wasn't relevant for a while. Elam Arava, and in that case, even Reish Lakish agrees there's mis. Chitani Mishnah means like this: Ibr Shnasa v'avda. Case number 4 is it passed its birthday and it got lost as well, and then it was found. So, in addition to the age issue, it was also lost. That makes a dichoy, that affects an element of rejection on it and the animal. Oi, followed by the fifth case, which was avda v'nimtzis balasma. It was lost, so that's a strike against it, then it was found as a balas mum, which is another strike. In both cases, and here even Reish Lakish agrees, since it's a combined deficiency, even Reish Lakish agrees, Misa will be applied if the owner disregards it. So in both cases, Achar Shekipra Bailam Misa, there's Misa if the owner opted to go with a replacement, Kaidim Shekipra Bailam Tirachit Stav Timachabar, if the owner opted to salvage this one, sure, wait till it gets a mum, and so the mum requirement obviously is going on the case of the overage, which didn't have a mum yet. So wait until you complete, until it gets a mum, and now it's ready for redemption, for sale, and then you can buy yourself another chatas. So Rav is reinterpreting the whole second category, second part of the Mishnah. When is their Misa applied? when you have two deficiencies, Ibrash Nasa and Avda. Alternatively, Avda and Finimtsis Balas Mum. And again, provided the owner disregards it, decides to go with another one. But if it's merely one chisar, one reyus, such as Ibrash Nasa, Rish Lakish is right, there's no misa in that case. Now, why does the Mishnah have to repeat the same idea twice? Two examples of a double deficiency where there's misa. Ibrash Nasa va'avda and Balas Mum va'avda. Tzorach l'misni. Im avda gaba Balas Mum v'gabi Ibrash Nasa. There was a reason why the Tana needed to cite this case in two variations. Lost and overage and lost and a Balas Mum. The Tana gaba Ibrash Nasa. Following the case of the overage that got lost, Havamina would say, Hassam with the Mahani lo avda. There. The fact that it was lost affects its status. Because it wasn't really suitable anymore for its purpose. It's overage. So even without the lost factor, it was really not suitable. So both together, 1-2 punch, goes Lemisa. Aval balas mom. Diloy mom achazia. But in the case of the Balas Mum, where it's not inherently unsuitable, it's not the wrong age, it's just a mum. So I would think it's not such a deep deficiency. Perhaps the fact that it was lost does not really throw it off the track. After all, the mum is just a localized issue, it's some sort of blemish. So maybe the fact that it's lost does not really throw it off the track and there's no misa on that. Hence, the Tana has to come and tell us that it doesn't really matter what the deficiency is, whether it's an age factor or a mum factor, in conjunction with the avuda factor. Avuda factor is like more of a personal deficiency. The owner disengages from the animal, and then we have the deficiency within the animal itself, the age factor. So both together, a lethal combination, which throws it off the track and applies Misa. On the other end, Vitani got Balas Mum. If the Mishnah would have only discussed the Balas Mum that was missing, Hasim, the Mahani law, Avda would say, over there, the Avuda factor does affect it, Mishnah Lechazia, La Krova, because a Balas Mum is not suitable for any carbon. So there are two serious deficiencies. Joining forces, throw it off the track. Aval Ibrash Nasa, the Chaz La Krova, but it's merely over age. So although for the chatas it's not roi, but it's roi for other karbanis. So in concept, a one-year-old karban is not completely off. Emuli tahanula avda, perhaps the avuda factor would not really be so detrimental. Tzricha, hence the Tana teaches us that in both cases, when you have taitel or yusa, a double strike, it's lost and overage, lost and balamum, there is misa applied. Ask the Gemara. Is that true that according to Rava's interpretation, when the Mishnah speaks about an overage, chat is going to Misa, that's only in conjunction with being lost? Umi amar Rava hachi? V'amar Rava, aveda delayla, lishma aveda. Rava teaches us that suppose the aveda happened at night, which is a time where you don't bring karbanis anyway, and he discovered it right in the morning. That's not considered a lost chat. There's no misa. Because the aveda has to have occurred during a time where potentially you can bring him as a korban. But if it was missing only at nighttime when it's not a time for a korban, it's not considered rejected. So back to our story. We have a behemoth which is overage. It's like nighttime. It's not suitable. So getting lost should not really act as a detrimental factor to reject the animal. So the Moloi Dom, you can't compare overage to nighttime. Aveda Laila, because being lost at night is not a time for any hakrava. Aveda the Lelia. Loi Chazia. Loi Laguf of Leidmei. Nighttime is not suitable for being makrav, the actual animal itself, nor to channel it to, convert it to money. By another one, said, you can't be makir v'nai, period. Whether the original or the purchased one instead. Aval ha, but the overage animal, it's true that she herself is not roin. He did l'guf ol l'chaz. You can't bring the actual chatas itself at night. If it's overage, aval it mechaz, but technically, you could have sold her and used the money to buy another one. So there is potential for akrava, even on the overage chatas. And since akrava is still relevant to it, getting lost affects a rejection and brings it to misa. Interesting. So now comes another kash. On Rava, who taught that only when you have a double whammy, a double chesaron, a double reyusa, a double strike, is your misa in this case. When it's an extra chatas, when you be makar of another one instead, chibur baleh ba'acheres, it's only when you have two reyusas. Tanan, take a look at that Mishnah back in Maseches Shuma. We have the pair of goats, which they bring on Yom Kippur. One is a proper, regular chatas l'Hashem. One is la'azazel, thrown off the cliff. So after they did the lottery to identify which one is which, the azazel all died. So now the sawyer, the goat, chatas l'Hashem, is left, peerless, partnerless. What do? We bring another pair, and we again do the hagrola. We identify l'Hashem l'Azazel, in which case you have an extra one. You have the odd one out because you have an extra l'Hashem. So what happens? Asheni, the second one, which is unneeded, you actually stayv. You mocher ripul damo. You send it off to get a mum. Use the money for the nadava, fund. Why is it no misa if it's unneeded? Right, we already have achieved kapara through his counterparts. Why is he not going to have misa? Levishen chatos tzibah tzibah misa, because no misa by chatos tzibah. So let's make an inference, a diuk. Hadi yachad misa, but if it would be in a yachad situation, a private carbon, a similar situation, it would be misa. And ultimately, it's going to be a kasha and rav. But we'll get to it in a moment. First, let's just clarify. Which one are we choosing to use as a carbon? The concept of being nidcha, being rejected, rendered unsuitable, applies even to an animal while alive. Not only to a carbon material after shechita, which becomes rejected, even a live animal can become rejected if it's unneeded. So basically, from the original pair, if the Yisrael Azazel died, his counterpart became unsuitable. So he became nidcha. So you can't really use him anymore. And when the kohen proceeds with kapara, which one is going to use? Inevitably, he's going to have to use the new goat, the new pair. B'sheni shebezuk sheni mischaper, the second one of the new pair, leaving the first one as the odd one out. V'idach kamo. And the sar l'Hashem of the first pair, whose counterpart died, havalei ki ibrash nosa. So, let's define its status. It's unsuitable. Not due to his own deficiency, not his fault that his partner died, but ultimately he's not suitable. It's like an overage animal. It's comparable to the case of the overage animal, who's unsuitable due to some sort of, factor, some time factor, right? And what do we see from the halacha? The time with the tzibur. The only reason why there's no misa is because it's a carbon tzibur, which is immune from misa. Ha di yachad misa, but if it would be a privately owned carbon, a similar situation would be misa. Now let's analyze this case closer. How many deficiencies does this animal have? Only one. Because his partner died. Nevertheless, there's misa. And that's a kasha on Rava, who says we need to have two strikes. In the case of chatas shechiper baleh ba'acheres, a chatas whose owner opted to achieve kapara, using a substitute. Here it's just one deficiency. His partner died. He didn't get lost. There was nothing else going on. So why is there a misa? Again, Rish Lakish had told us that there's no misa for Ibrash Nasa on its own. Rav explained, you need to have two reyusas over age plus another factor, such as being lost. And here we see from the halacha of the Goetz and Yom Kippur that even one deficiency is enough to apply misa. Amalach, you're right, says Rav, you're right. I was speaking according to Rish Lakish, who holds that the overage factor is not sufficient to bring upon it misa. I personally disagree with that. And in fact, I hold that Ibrash Nasa would be sufficient reason for misa. And when our Mishnah spoke about the Chatas having gone missing, that's not talking about the case of Ibrash Nasa. Ibrash Nasa is reason enough for misa, as per the simple reading of the Mishnah. You don't need a combination of factors in that case. Only on case number 5 do you. Why? Because, just getting lost alone is not enough. It's not enough to fully reject him, to make him totally disqualified, and to bring about misa. And although we just learned in Maseches Yuma that there's misa applied due to the death of his partner, that's worse off than being just lost. When you do something, you're going to find it, anticipating recovery. But when his counterpart died, it's over. Show's over. The chuyinuchud, being rejected on account of the death of his partner, has its own status, and that is sufficient to throw it off the track to apply misa. Vavudnuchud, as opposed to our case, in our Mishnah, case number 5, where it just got lost, that's its own status. That's not as severe. That's not as deficient. There's no misa unless in that case we have two whammies, two reyusas, two strikes. A, that it got lost, so it's out of his sight, out of his mind, and B, he recovered it with a mum. Why in this case do we need two deficiencies? I'll tell you why. My time, why? Avud didn't die tail behind. When it's simply, missing, he's still thinking, he's still hoping to recover it. Then with Mishtakan, perhaps it will be recovered. So that's not enough to affect a full rejection, unless, in addition to being lost, it also was discovered with a mum. But in the case of Yuma, where his counterpart died, that's not going to be undone. He can't recover from that. It's not going to be suitable anymore. So in that case, that is reason enough to bring it to Mis. So before we continue, to recap this little segment in the Gemara. So all agree. Vlad, Chatas Tmuras, Chatas, Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleo. First three cases in the Mishnah is pretty straightforward. This Mis. Let's jump to case 5. It was lost. That in itself would not generate misa according to Shittas Chachamim, even if you proceeded with a substitute. Unless there are two reasons, two reyusas, two deficiencies, of the and it was discovered with a mum, in that case, the owner is faced with a choice. Either he proceeds with a substitute, in which case it's misa on this one, or he salvages this one, he gets a mum, or he has a mum in this case, and he sends it off to be redeemed, and he uses the money to buy a new one. What about the fourth case, Ibrash Nasa, according to Rish Lakish? There's no misa on Ibrash Nasa. It's just overage, it's not enough to apply misa, unless there was another deficiency added to it, such as having gotten lost. According to Rava, even Ibrash Nasa alone is reason enough for misa, just like in the case of Yuma, that there's misa due to the death of his counterpart. Continues the next Gemara on the base. Gufa. So So let's go back and review the halacha we learned earlier regarding the lost chatas. Amar Rava, you're meant to know, Abuda, the Lailo? Loishma Abuda, if it's merely lost during nighttime. The Gemara figures, Rashi explains, the Gemara figures, it was only lost during nighttime. So it was recovered as morning struck. So it was really out of commission during a time where you don't have the ability to bring it anyways. Therefore, says Rava, Avuda Delayla, Loishma Avuda. It doesn't have the status of a lost chatos and is not affected by having disappeared. Asks the Gemara. We know there is a machlekes actually coming up in the upcoming Mishnah between Rebbe, who says that the din of Avuda, which ends up going lemisa because the owner used a different chatos to achieve his kapara, that applies even if the animal was merely lost bishas hafrasha, when the owner went ahead and designated this substitute chatos. So even though the lost one was recovered prior to the owner having proceeded with the substitute chatos, prior to the kapara, still the misa will apply to the lost chatos. Whereas according to the Chachamim, they didn't that there is misa by a lost chatos whose owner achieved kapara elsewhere. That's only if the lost one was only recovered after the owner had already achieved kapara with the substitute. But if it was recovered prior to that point, if it was only nevad b'shas hafrasha, it was only lost when the owner designated the substitute, but it was recovered prior to the owner achieving kapara, then there's no misa. Okay, so we'll see that in the upcoming Mishnah, discussed at length in the upcoming Sugya. So now back to Rava's statement. The night disappearance doesn't really count. Whose opinion is he following with respect to that general machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan regarding the state of time, the stage in the process where the avuda will affect the chatos? Going to Rebbe b'shas hafrasha, even going to Chachamim only b'shas kapara. Alibi d'man, who are we going like? Eilim alibi the Rabbanon. Are we going on the Rabbanon's track? We say that the issue of the avuda is only if it was only recovered after the owner had already proceeded with his kapara elsewhere. On which Rebbe says, well, you should know that being lost at night doesn't really affected. Well, obviously, nighttime is not a time for kapara, regardless. Of course, the owner didn't proceed with kapara. So why even discuss this case? It's so obvious. My area, why bother discussing a case of avuda delailo and was lost at night, which is a time that nobody can even attempt kapara with a substitute? Afilo avuda deyom nami, even if it was lost during daytime. But it happened to have been found before the owner proceeded with his kapara with the other one. Filu avudu diem nami, it would also be okay. The Amir Rabban, could Rabban tell us avudu b'shas hafrasha raya, that if it was only lost at the time of hafrasha of its counterpart, there's no misa to the lost one. Raya, you let it out to the farm, get a mum, use its money for nadava, right? There's no misa. So, according to the Chacham, there's no need to discuss this case. Allah, I'll leave it to Rebbe. Oh, apparently it's like Rebbe, who says that even Avuda B'Shas Hafrasha Mesa. And the point of Rava is to tell us, Ad Kan Loi Kama Rebbe El Aveda Diyoy. When does Rebbe disqualify the lost Chatas? That's only when the disappearance transpire during daytime, which is the time of kapara, a time of hakrava. So at that point, when it's lost, it's sort of rejected, and it's off the track. Aval aveda delayla, afilu rabbi moida delariya azla. But if it's merely lost only during nighttime, which in any case is not a time for hakrava, it does not detrimentally affect the lost one at all. Even Rebbe would agree, afilu rabbi moida, that there's no misa. Rather the Lariya Azla goes to the, you know, Riya system where it gets a blemish and channeled to the Oilas Netav. Ibayasim, another way to understand Rabbah's halacha is Loila Maliba the Rabban. Certainly we are going like the Rabbanon. That hold the issue of Avuda is only when it was also lost during the Kapara. And actually, that's what happened here as well. He thought that it was only lost during darkness. No, it got lost that night, but it was only found tomorrow after the kapara of its counterpart. Here we're speaking ba'avda, and the Bach adds v'nimtzeis b'shas kapara. So basically, it was lost during nighttime and only recovered after the owner already proceeded and obtained this kapara with a substitute. So typically, that would trigger a misa status on the lost one. Here it's different. You know why? Because here, the initial loss happened that it disappeared at night, which is not a time of hakrava, not a time of kapara. So it doesn't really detrimentally affect the animal. Ad kan loy ka'am rabbanon of the b'shas kapara mesa. When do rabbanon say that if it was lost during the time of kapara, there is mesa elayecha the ikar avidos aviyam. That's when the initial disappearance was during daytime, which is the time of hakrava. So that adversely affects the ichatas. Aval heicha the ikar avidos abalai lo loy. But here, where the initial disappearance took place at night, which is not a time of kapara anyways, so it doesn't have a detrimental effect on the chatas. So once again, Rabbi teaches, Aveda Delayla, not an issue. We have two ways to understand. Either according to Rebbe, who typically would apply Misa, even if it was out of sight during the Hafrasha, but here it's different. Because it was only missing at night, which is not a time of bringing a chatas in any case. Or, it's like the Rabbanon, and we're speaking that in fact, it was only recovered after the kapara, later on the next day. Still, since the initial disappearance occurred at night, it's not affected. Omar Abai. Okay, speaking about Aveda, how do we define Aveda? What if it was not lost? It was stolen, it was robbed. In Akhtidim, we have a tradition of Kabbalah, halacha from our teachers. Aveda means actually lost. Like Gnub, as opposed to have been stolen. So it wasn't just like it disappeared. Somebody, there was an external, you know, factor at play that forced it away. Aveda means lost. Well, exul as opposed to robbed. Hechidami aveda. So how do we define lost? Suppose it's behind the door, it's hiding. Is that called lost? Suppose somebody sees it. Is that, how do we define? To what extent does it have to be lost? Amar Beishia. Afilo achas be'edroi. Suppose, you know, it's back in the farm, but it's mixed in with the others, and at this point you can't, you know, identify it. That's also called lost. I feel achas ba'achas, even if it's one to one. So this chatas got mixed in with just one more. So it's not even being outnumbered. It's one to one, but you just don't know which one is what. That's called avuda. Rabbi Yechon Omar Achari Adelas. He says that avuda, if it's behind, hiding behind the door, what does that mean? Iboilu. Hechikama. What did Rechon mean when he said that if it's behind the door, that qualifies as being lost? Is it strictly if it's behind the door and out of everyone's sight? That's what makes it avuda. Aval avroi. But let's say it's, you know, outside, it ran off into the distance, and there's somebody there that can see it. The ikar dechazal, somebody's noticing it. Well, you have avuda. Perhaps it doesn't qualify as avuda. Or Achere Adeles, when he said Achere Adeles, means the Mahadur Apechazilo, Havi Abudu. That he meant to highlight, even if it's just behind the door, hiding temporarily, where, you know, you can turn around and find it easily, right? If you just look in the right place, you would notice it. It's still called Avuda, after all. You're not cognizant of it. You're not, you know, you don't have a direct, you know, view. But Chaloshkin, surely Avroy, if it ran off into the distance, the Loike Chazil, where he's certainly, the owner, certainly not noticing it, Teku, that's also called Avuda, Teku, would leave it unresolved. Amra Papa, Gamrina, we have an understanding of this halacha. Avuda mimena b'loy meroy eloy havi avuda. Suppose the owner lost it, but the shepherd knows exactly where it is. It's right there. That's not called avuda. V'koshken, certainly if it's avuda meroy eloy avuda mimena, if it's lost from the shepherd, not from the owner, of course it's not considered avuda. Now let's say avuda mimena umeroy. The owner and the shepherd lost sight, but somebody out there who's noticing it, my, does that qualify? Take it, we leave it unresolved. But wrap up. Avuda b'koismau, another question regarding avuda. Suppose Yarachatas disappeared. He set up a substitute and he proceeded. He did shchit on the substitute. He was makabel dam in a container, in a kois. And now he discovers the lost one. What happens now? Mao. So again, who are we talking about? Rebbe or the Rabban? Aliba the Rabban? This question is posed according to which opinion regarding Avuda? Ilaim Aliba the Rebbe? Is it according to Rebbe? Of course. There is Misa. Omar, he teaches us Avuda b'shas hafrosha mesa. Even if the Avuda was only when he designated the substitute, that is enough reason to totally reject the Avuda, and there's Misa. Certainly in this case, where he actually proceeded and he did a Shechita and a Kabbal. Elo kemiboy le'aliv the Rabban. The question was according to Rabban, who say that the issue of Avuda is only if it was discovered after he got Kapara with the substitute. That affects the true rejection. So what about in this case, where it's still in the middle of the process? He has the Dam, but he hadn't yet done the Zrik on the Mizbeach, which makes the Kabbalah happen. Mi Amrina, shall we say, Ki Amr Rabbanon, Vishas Afrosha Roya. Perhaps, when the Rabbanon say that if the loss was only during the Afrosha of the counterpart, there's no Misa, there's Riya, that's only Kodim Shir Kabbalah Mabakhis. That's only if he found the lost one before he did the Kabbalah of his substitute in the container. Aval Hacha, but once he gets to that point that it's already Dam in the container, about to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, Spirulu, perhaps they would hold. It's too late. It's too far in the process. See, although he didn't actually apply the blood on the Mizbeach, but it's slated for it. It's anticipated, it's on its way, it's in the Kli, it's ready for Hazah. You already have the material of Hazah. It's like he began that process of Kapora, and it's too late. Or you can say, no. Kama the loy is darak dam. Since the zrika has not yet occurred, so the kapara has not yet happened. In which case, the other one is not yet too far gone. Ki avda b'shas afrosh adam yivaraya. So we treat the lost one like he was merely missing during the afrosha, which doesn't, doesn't generate misa. Viga the amri. There's another version of this discussion. Rashi explains, we're not speaking about two animals here. No. He had one korban chatas. Okay, so far so good. He did a shchita and a kabbalah. But instead of being mekabel the blood of the chatas in one container, he chose to do it in two containers. And as we're going to see, one container disappeared on him. What happens to the status of this korban chatas? The question posed over here is kigoyin, for instance, shekibol dama b'shtei koises. He had one chatas, and he was makabal dama that chatas in two containers. Vava dechamen, one disappeared on him. What happens now? Now, we're meant to know, there's a big machlokes back in Maseches Yuma. has a korban chatas. And instead of being mekabel all the blood in one container, he does it in two, three, several containers. So we know that leftover blood is called shirayim, and it's poured into a specific place on the yisoid, on the base of the mizbeach. But if there is blood which is unsuitable, which has been rejected for whatever reason, that has a different outlet. That's poured into the drain system. So let's say he has only one container, and he applied the blood in the mizbeach appropriately, and he has leftover. That's called shirayim. It goes into the yisoid. It's a leftover from the mitzvah. But if we have blood which is nidchib and rejected for some reason, that goes into the drain. So if here he has two containers, and he poured some of it on the mizbeach, and he has, you know, the blood of the other container sitting on the side. What status does it have? Big machlekes. Is it called leftovers from the mitzvah, shirayim, which goes to the yisoid of the mizbeach? It's as though it experienced, it took part in the hazah, and now it's leftover of the mitzvah. Or shall we say, no, this second container was totally not part of our, you know, a process here at all. It was off to the side. It was rejected from the process, in which case it's called nidche, and it just gets poured to the drain. So that's a big machlekes back in Maseches Tumah. Here, in our case, we have an additional factor. The second container disappeared. It was nevad. And that's another element of rejection. So now we can contemplate. According to the opinion back in Maseches Tumah, that the blood in this container makes the other blood in the other container dochoi, rejected, unsuitable, not part of the mitzvah, in which case it gets poured to the drain. So in our case, where that second glass, that second container disappeared as well, Rashi says, it's once again tartila reusa, like we discussed earlier, it's a double strike against him. Firstly, it disappeared. It wasn't part of the configuration. Number two, even if it were right here, he couldn't use it. It's nitche, you would pour it to the drain, because you chose to use the blood of this one as opposed. So certainly, according to this opinion, the whole chatas becomes puzzle. Whoa. Because part of the chatas here is totally disqualified. There's no question, according to that opinion, what to do. However, the question can still be posed according to the other opinion back in Maseches Tumah, that when you chose to pour the blood of this container, the expense of the blood in that container, it doesn't become dach, it's not rejected. It's like it participated in the process and it's leftovers. It goes to the bottom of the mizbeach, it's poured, you know. So now we can contemplate what happens in our case where that second container also disappeared. Shall we say, when do we apply this idea that the unneeded dam is merely shirayim, hechad isno tavai, when both containers are here? So one is being used, one is the leftovers. The boy is order, because theoretically you can choose whichever one he wants to do this rikus, so they're both equally suitable. So whichever one he did not use is merely shirayim. It's not considered rejected and disqualified and invalid. But in our case, where in addition to the fact that it was a second container unneeded, it also disappeared. It's a double strike. Halakha, it's not even here to be used. So perhaps that becomes completely rejected and disqualified, and disqualifies the whole korban. Or you can say, no, doesn't matter. Even though it's out of sight, it doesn't affect its status. Rashi explains that one way to look at it is the fact that it disappeared, so it's totally out of sight, out of mind. Rashi says, the lava died to the day Zorik, so when he uses the blood of the container that's present, he totally disregards the other one. It's not on his mind. It's not part of the process. You can say, no, it doesn't matter. Take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Now comes that Mishnah, which we'll discuss at length, the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding echatos that was went missing, and whose owner opted to designate a substitute and then proceeded with kapara. At what point do we say that there is misa? Says the Mishnah. We begin with a list of cases here, And towards the end, the Mishnah will wrap it up with a machlekes Rebbe Nechacham. Hamafresh chatas va'avda. The fellow was mafresh chatas, and it disappeared on him. V'hikriv. They changed the gersa to v'hikriv, as we see in the Gemara as well. That he proceeded. He achieved his kapara with a substitute. V'hikriv acheres tachteo, in its stead. And then he recovered the first one. V'acharkach nimtzas rishayna. In this case, all agree, Tamus, Misa's applied because it's too late. Next case. Ma'afresh mo'oiz l'chatos v'avdu. He set aside funds for purchasing of a chatas, and they disappeared. Okay, v'hikriv chatas tachteim. So then he proceeded and obtained kapara with another chatas instead of that money. And then he found his first money. V'achakach nimtzu hamois. So in this case, just like if it was an animal, the halacha would be misa. Likewise, if it's money, you destroy it. Yolichem liyam hamelech, you take him to the Dead Sea, where it just will disintegrate. Hamafresh mois l'chatos. Third case, he set aside money to purchase for purchase of a chatos, ba'avdu, and they were missing. V'hifresh mois acheres tachtein, and he set aside new monies instead. But v'lehispik l'chatos mehem, before he got a chance to actually purchase a substitute with that new money, ad shenimtzu hamois harishonos. By the time he got around, he found his first money. So now he has two piles of money. Must one be used and the other one destroyed? No, in this case he can salvage both piles. How? He'll merge them together and use them jointly for the purchase of a chatas. In this case, no money has to be destroyed because this is very different than the previous cases until now. Here, it's a joint fund. And here, any money left over is like leftover money. It's called Moisar Chatas. There's a halacha. Moisar Chatas goes to the Nadava, goes to the public, Oila fund. And nothing has to be destroyed, nothing has to die. Yavi Me'elu Me'elu Chatas. So put together, both monies, and from both, he will buy a single carbon Chatas, and the leftover money, Vashar, will go to the Nadava Pushka, Yipula Nadava. Rashi points out, it's very different than the previous cases. Here it's not called, leftover money is not called chatos shechipru balea ba'acheres, a chatos whose owner opted for another kapara. Because actually, all these monies together are joining forces to finance his karma chatos, and whatever is left over, that's called nedava. Next case, hamafresh mois lachatos riba avdu, set aside money for his chatos, and they were missing. And now he set aside an animal chatas instead. Well, here's the akriva. By the time he got around to kapara, he found his money. So happens that the karma chatas that he had waiting became a balmum, unfit for akrava. So now he can salvage his money as well. How? Because he's going to convert this animal to money, merge it together with the other money into one joint fund. He's good to go, like in the previous case. Timachar, you sell, this chatas is sold. V'yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, and from both monies, he will purchase a chatas. V'ashar, any leftovers, yipul and double, be channeled to the nedava. Next case. Hamafresh chatas v'avda. He set aside a chatas, and it disappeared. V'yifresh mo'ez tachteo, and he put aside money instead. By the time he got around to buying a new chatas, he found his old one. But lo and behold, it's blemished. Very balasmo. So once again, he can salvage it all together. Timocher, have it sold. And use both monies to buy a joint chatas. Nothing has to be destroyed, nothing has to be killed. Vashar, Yipulim Dava. Hamafresh chatas above. The next case. He had his chatas, it went missing. Vivesh acheres tachteo, he set aside another one. Well, he spoke like, before he got a chance to proceed, Asher nimtzis harishon, he found the first one by Rishtein Balasmum. Lo and behold, they're both blemished. So once again, He can salvage them both. Yimachru, have them both sold. From this joint fund, you buy your chata, rasha, and the leftovers, you pull the netava. Amavish chata svavd. Now comes the classic case where there's a machlekes rabbi and rabbanim. Hamavish chatas, he had his chatas, v'avda, and it disappeared. V'yivishachar z'achteo, and he said, let's have another one instead. Lo yispik l'akriva, he didn't get a chance to be makar of the next one, ad shenitz l'rishana, until he found the first one. So now he has two, ha'yushtem t'mimis, and they're both complete, unblemished, suitable for akriva. What do we do? This is your classic chatas she'avda, right? Achas memti kariv, chatas v'shnei ha'tomas t'vi rebi. You're going to rebi? One goes on the Mizbech, the other one goes Lamisa. So that's Rabbi Shita, that Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha is Mesa. V'chacham Maimir, no, ain't Chatas Mesa. There's no Mesa by Chatas unless he found it after the fact. Unless it was only recovered after he already obtained Kapara with the substitute. Ain't Chatas Mesa, Elosh Nim Sesav Echash HaKipra HaVayim. And likewise by money, it's only destroyed if it's found too late. The money that was missing, that was recovered, will only be destroyed only if it was discovered after the Bible already got his kapara. But otherwise, there's no misa, there's no destruction. One last case, Hamavish Chatas, he had his Chatas, Vari Balasmum, discovered it to be blemished. Meichra, have it sold, and buy another one instead. You sell the chatas to Reuven, who will eat it, you know, in private, and then the money you use to buy yourself a regular chatas. Rav Leib Shimon Omer, you have to be careful in terms of the sequence, in terms of timing here. He says, "Im karva shnia atchele nishchata harishayna tamus." He says you have to make sure that the blemished chatas that you sold to Reuven, make sure that it's shechted, that it's taken care of before you achieve your kapara with the new chatas. Because otherwise, if the new chatas was processed before the blemished one was shechted, so it's still alive when you are being makar of the new chatas, tamus, believe it or not, misa applies to that one, shekfar kipra b'ilam, because the owner already achieved kapara with a substitute. So although it was blemished, although it was sold, it still retains some of its former identity. And it's considered somewhat of a chatas, in which case, if the owner opts to use another one and achieves kapara, there is misa applied to this one. So you have to make sure that it's tended to beforehand. So make sure that it's shechted before the kapara happens on the other one. Okay, so we have a long Mishnah with many cases. Let's go back to that first case. He had his chatas, disappeared. Mishnah says he went ahead and achieved kapara with a substitute. And then he found the first one, there's misa. Now, whose opinion is this consistent with? It seems like it's the chachamim who say the issue is only if it was found way too late after kapara. Time with the hikrav, acheres tachteh. The only reason why you apply misa to the lost one, the lost and found, is because by the time he found him, he was already post kapara with the substitute. Holo yikrav acheres tachteh. But otherwise, if he had not yet done that, roya, just send it out to the pasture, to the mum, mani rabboni, it's rabboni speaking. The amri, you say, avuda b'shas afrosha roya. If it was only missing during the afrosha, not to worry, there's no misa. Emosefa, okay, let's proceed to the case later, which says, seems to say otherwise, seems to say that even if it was missing during the afrosha, there is sufficient reason to apply misa, like Rebbe Shita. Emosefa, mafresh mos l'chatas, right? Well, avdu yisera sad money, disappeared, v'yifrish, mos acherim tachteim, and he got more money instead. Mishnah says, okay, just merge them together, join fund, and buy your chatas. Yavi me'elu me'elu, bring your chatas from both monies. Vashar, and the leftover is not rejected. You pull in double, it goes in a double. Yeah, it's only because he was able to mix them together and use them as one fund. Time up. The hevi me'elu me'elu, that's only true in this case. Ha hevi ma'achad mehen. But let's say he chose only to use one pile of money. He didn't merge them together into one fund, so now the other money that he sort of disregarded, Hasheni, that money goes to Yamamelach. Yamamelach. Why are you destroying it? Oh, because it was missing during the Afrasha. So in the Rebbe, that seems like Rebbe speaking. Damar says, Avudah b'shas Afrasha meis, even if it was only missing during the Afrasha of the substitute, and ultimately it was not used, he chose to go the other one, that is enough reason to give miso in the case of money to destroy it. So within one Mishnah we seem to go back and forth. Reisha, the first halacha, which says miso is only when it was missing during the kapara, that's the Rabbanon speaking. V'sefer, the next part of the Mishnah, which says that even missing during the afrasha, during the designation of its substitute, is also a sufficient reason for miso or for Yam HaMelech, that's going like Rebbe. How does that work? Now, we're not done yet, because really, there's a whole discussion, a whole additional elaboration in the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. In other words, in what context are they talking about? What circumstance? So we have Machlokes Amiraim to understand the Machlokes Tanoim. Hanichal Rav Huna. So this can still work according to Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, in the name of Ramam Rav, he learns like this. He says, in some cases, even the Rabbanon agree that there is Misa. Even if it was only missing during the Hafrasha. Hanichal Rav Huna, Damar Ben Amar Rav, Rav Huna quotes Rav. We turn to the next time. Hakol Moedim, all agree. I mean, even the Rabbanon will agree that if the owner blatantly disregarded the other animal or the other pile of money, he didn't bother coming to the Bezin, to the Rav, to consult. He just said, okay, I have two, takes one, and leaves the other one behind. All agree there's Misa. It doesn't really matter which one. We have two animals. Let's call them number one and number two. The first one that he designated that disappeared, that's number one, that was found later. And number two, which was the second animal that he designated instead. It doesn't matter which one. He disregards the other one. He's not really caring. As she says, he's personally disregarding, rejecting, uninterested, not trying to spear and to salvage his other one, in which case there's Misa. How come they all agree? If the owner just on his own decided to pick one of Imakrivit, whichever one it is, the second one dies. Even the Rabbana would agree to that. Okay, so that solves our issue. So that case in the Mishnah, which indicates that even if it was only missing during the Afrasha, there's Misa. Yeah, that's speaking when the owner didn't bother coming to check, to consult with us what to do. He just picked one and ignored the other one, there's Misa. And in terms of money, destruction. It's only when he came to consult. What should I do? How could I... what's the way forward? What's the best way to proceed? How could I salvage things? So here, we have the machlokes. Here, Rabbanu say, look, we tell them, take the number one, the one that was lost. Use that one. Reinstate it. And the backup, the number two, which was never really lost, there's no Misa on that one. So he does that, he saves it. Whereas Rebbe will hold, no. He can take the number two as a korban and disregard number one, and he'll go to Misa. That's Rav Huna's approach to the machlekes. So basically, we discovered a case where all agree, even Rabbanon agreed there's Misa, and that will fit with that case in the Mishnah. He disregarded, he wasn't interested, he just did his own thing, there's Misa on the remnant, on the one remaining behind. Elul Rabbi Abba, according to Rabbi Abba, Amar Rab, who has a different approach to the machlekes. The Amar who says, Akol Moedim, it doesn't really matter whether he did his own thing or he came to consult. What does matter is which one he chose, which one he picked. How come Moedim, Meschaper B'Shein Avud, all agree, even the Rabbanon agree, that if he took the Ein Avud as his choice, which means the number two, and ignored the one that was lost and found, Shavud the Mesa, the lost one, goes L'Misa, because it was lost and it was disregarded, gone. Amman Echelke, when do we have a Machlekes? Meschaper B'Avudah. Suppose he ends up choosing number one, the one that was lost and found. So he reinstates it. The question is, what's the status of the backup which is not being used now? The Rebbe Savar, Rebbe says, it's too late, even for that one. Mavashli, but kibudami. Since that one was designated instead of the lost one, so it has a similar status as the lost one. And just like you agree that If you would have disregarded the lost one, it goes lamisa because it was rejected, it was lost, it's off the track. Likewise, the same exact status carries over to the non-lost one, which is really the substitute for the lost one. So it adopts its status, and if it's left behind now, it goes lamisa. Kibudam, Rabban Asami, no. Doesn't share that same fate. Lav kibudambi. Yeah, if he would have now disregarded the lost one and chose the number two, yeah, the lost one is gone. But if he chose the lost one and reinstated it, so the backup, even though it was there as a backup for the lost one, it doesn't really adopt the status of the lost one. In which case, we treat it just like a leftover chatas and a goes lenadav. Lav kibudambi. Okay, so now we're back to the kasha, because we had a case in the Mishnah that we mentioned with the money there. He has two piles. If he's smart enough to, you know, join them together, he can salvage it. But otherwise, if he picks one pile, and the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between pile A or pile B. So it sounds like whichever pile he chooses, the other one gets destroyed. Hold it, according to Rabban, that's not so. According to Rabban, if he picked the one that was lost and found, so the backup pile is technically not labeled as an avod, and it doesn't need to be destroyed. The Rabban and the Mishnah seems to say it does. So that's not going like the Rabban, it's going like Rebbe. Who says that whichever pile you use, the other one will be destroyed. Okay, so we have the first case in the Mishnah, Reisha, Sasamon Karabon, go like the Rabbanon. The issue is only if it was missing during the Kapara, but otherwise you save it. Save it, Sasamon Karabi. The next part of the Mishnah is in line with Rabbi, that the fact that it was missing even in this kind of manner, you would apply the halacha of misa and destruction. Says the Gemara, yep. In, there's a girsa in. Reisha Rabbonon v'sefer Rebbe. Part A is going like the Rabbonon, next part like Rebbe. Amayka Mashmalon. So what's the point? What's the mission trying to point out now? The pligi Rabbi Rabbanon, you should know there's a big machlekes Rabbi Rabbanon. And this halacha goes like Rabbanon, it's like Rabbi Behetik Tarilo. If you scroll down, it's presented clearly at the end of the Mishnah for all to see. Machlekes Rabbi Rabbanon v'seifa. Later on, we have the machlekes presented clearly in a very non-cryptic format. Just here it is. These are the two shitas. Right, it says Hamafish Chatas V'Avda. Right, he had his Chatas, went missing. He designated another one instead. V'Chachamim Zrushen. He found the first one. Rishteyn Yagis, they're both standing. What do you do? Ah, Asmen Tikkarei B'Shniya Thomas. One goes on his Beach. The second one has Misa, the very Rebbe, because it was missing during the Hafrash of the substitute, and now that he proceeded, the other one goes on Misa. V'Chachamim, no, Ein Chatas Misa. Elo Shenimtzis Machash Kibra Bailim. The misa will only be applied if it was discovered after the kapara. Likewise, money will only be destroyed if it was discovered after kapara. But before kapara, then depends really how he proceeds. It's not so clear cut. Depends which one he chose. So there's a machlekes. What do we need another machlekes in the beginning of the mission? Now, Kamashman, the point of the mission is to clarify for us that in fact all those cases that we discussed, including the seemingly contradictory cases, is not a contradiction at all. Let me explain to you. Dover Zed, this matter, this subject, in fact, is the subject of Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon, and that resolves it. In one case is like Rebbe, in one case is like Rabbanon. Okay, so let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We focus on the Chatois HaMeses, five in number, three of which are pretty simple. Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baalea, there's Misa. What about Ibrash Nasa, the fourth case? According to Rish Lakish, there's no Misa unless it comes along with another deficiency. According to Rava, that in itself would be reason for Misa. Now, we had a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon. How do we define chatas shechipru baleh v'acheres? According to Rebbe, even if the chatas was merely missing, at the time that the owner designated a substitute, that is reason enough for misa. According to Rabban, only if it was missing and recovered post kapara, after the owner already achieved kapara with another chatas. As Tesis explains, this is a pretty straightforward explanation in the Tera Machlekes. However, in the Gemara, we have two more explanations. We had Rav Huna Marav, we had Rabbi Abba Marav, who add some conditions to the story. According to Rav Huna Marav, even the Rabbanu would agree if the owner did his own thing, chose one animal of the other, there's misa on the other one. Rather, if he came to consult with us, then we have a machlekes. According to the Chachamim, we advise him to choose the, let's call it number one, the one that was here missing and recovered. In which case, number two, the backup, will be considered an extra chatas, and there's no misa there. According to Rabbanon, according to Rebbe, we don't advise him as such. We'll see that further tomorrow, and he can take even number two, in which case number one goes lamisa. According to Rabbi Abba Marav, all agree that if he chooses to use number two, the number one, which is the lost one, goes lamisa. But if he chooses number one, Rabbanon says there's no reason to apply misa on number two. It was never really lost. It doesn't have the status of misa. Rebbe says it does. Now, back in the beginning of the parak, Rashi pointed out that in the last case of the Mishnah, which is described as an animal lost and discovered as a balas mum, where the Mishnah says that if the owner proceeds and gets kapara with another carbon, there's misa, that's going even going to Rabbanon. So although it was only missing during the hafrasha, by the time he got to kapara, he already found it. But since there are tatilaris, so two deficiencies, and then the owner opts to go with another one, there is misa on this one. Unless he decides to salvage this one, sell it, buy another one, then he's safe and sound. Now, one last thing. How do we define lost? What's avuda? Rabbi says it has to be during daytime. There are two explanations on that. We discussed the range of lost, the parameters of being lost. Who's missing it? The owner, the shepherd, a stranger? We discussed that at length. Another interesting case that we discussed was regarding the blood and the kais. At what point is it considered rejected? And we left it at tikkun. All the best to you and atzlacha rabbah.